on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to Prison Radio on CFRC 101.9 FM. That song you just heard was Balkan Beatbox with Y. Today's program is going to include some music that's, I'm going to try to keep it more rhythmic and upbeat. We've got some brassy stuff planned. I'm sort of trying to mirror some of the noise demos that have been happening in the US, the anti-ICE noise demos. So we'll try to keep to that. Also later in the program, I will be reading an article. It was written by Margaret Killjoy. It's about a sort of event she had attended in solidarity with prisoner Michael Kimball, who we have discussed on the show previously. So stay tuned for that. But first, another block of music. We'll be right back.
sister. You know they try to shape your mind from propaganda, so that the truth you will not find, just propaganda. Now when we see it on the street, not propaganda. No schools, no clothes, no shoes on the feet, that ain't propaganda. You see some people killing, thieving for propaganda. Some of us, we just ain't willing for that propaganda. Huh? Huh? Huh?
see them struggling all the time for propaganda. It's like they're about to lose their mind from propaganda. The reality for us today is propaganda. We might be taking us to our ends for propaganda. We gotta teach it to the youth that propaganda is only hiding the real truth, that propaganda.
You are listening to Prison Radio on CFRC 101.9 FM. That last song you heard was called Propaganda. It's by a cool sort of Afrobeat collective formed in Montreal called Afrodiz. I hope you enjoyed that. And now I'd like to share an article written by Margaret Kiljoy. It's an article about Michael Kimball, who we have discussed on the program before. So without further ado. Deciding Not to Die. A ritual for Michael Kimball. Last Friday, I went to a benefit show at the Rhizome House, a social center in Cleveland. It was a benefit for a prisoner named Michael Kimball. Michael Kimball is serving life in prison for deciding not to die. In 1986, the black, gay Michael Kimball was walking in Alabama with his arm around another man. A white man, a known white supremacist, started calling the pair some slurs. Michael yelled back. The man attacked. Michael decided not to die. He drew a gun and shot and killed the violent bigot. In prison now, almost 40 years, he has no regrets. He was politicized in prison, originally to communism, but he rejected the authoritarian structure of that movement and has been an anarchist organizing prisoners for years. Prison exists to disappear people. Prison exists to make us forget that people were ever born, that they ever walked free. Warehousing people, often for their entire lives, is just about the most inhumane thing imaginable. So then, we must work to remember people. We must remember that Michael Kimball is alive, that he decided not to die. Maybe the benefit show, then, was a ritual against forgetting. Maybe every song was dedicated to a man who can't hear them. Maybe we danced in his name. Maybe every time his name is written, here or elsewhere, it works to undo the obliteration of his memory that the state desires. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. But that's how I felt dancing in a social center. That we can't let each other disappear. That we have to matter. The show was organized by the Abolitionist Journal In the Belly. They were there tabling t-shirts and copies of their journal, which is mostly sent to prisoners and mostly publishes writing by prisoners. Selling copies to supporters on the outside helps fund the whole project. Two acts played that night, and each one felt right. Nature Invoke are post-punk and damn good. The singer wore an Angela Davis shirt in front of the abolished police banner that always hangs on the wall in the space. Messiah in Glitch bills itself as cyberpunk hip-hop, and it's got the vibe of the industrial I listened to as a kid, a genre I listened to a solid 15 years after its heyday. Hard, distorted beats paired with fierce, directed anger and lyrics. Benefit shows mix genres more than most shows, because the thing that unites the bands is a willingness to support this or that cause. But there wasn't any dissonance between the acts. It just felt like two sides of a coin. The timing of the show was not a coincidence. Since 2004, we've celebrated June 11th as the International Day of Solidarity with long-term anarchist prisoners. It's a day, or a week, to focus our thoughts on those among us who are kept in cages for the crime of wanting all of us to be free. We work to keep people's names on our tongues, to keep their names from disappearing, because we might be disappeared ourselves one day. It certainly happened in history. I was talking to a Ukrainian anarchist a few weeks ago, and I asked why there was such a disconnect from that movement there in the 1910s to the movement that reemerged after the fall of the USSR. Did the movement go underground? Did it disappear? To paraphrase the person I talked to, the movement went away because the Bolsheviks killed us all. They killed everyone they could who could remember. It's not a coincidence that the anarchist Black Cross was first formed in the Russian Empire to keep people from disappearing into prisons, under the Tsar or Bolshevism. The anarchist Black Cross has kept up working for more than a century now, helping people, anarchists or not, from being buried away from the world while they're still alive. So this June 11th, or June 13th really, I went to a ritual for Michael Kimball. A ritual that didn't bill itself as one. What is a show? What is live music but ritual? Especially when it's performed among peers at a social center. By and for people who care about making the world a better place. By and for people who are willing to take risks to see that happen. By and for people who want to hold each other up and refuse to let us fall between the cracks. People who collectively decide not to die and decide not to let one another be erased. Here's to Michael Kimball. A Black, gay anarchist who has been fighting in prison for 4 decades, who has been denied parole again and again, who is unashamed to tell the world that it needs to change, who is unashamed of having killed the bigot who attacked him. There are other long-term anarchist and anarchic prisoners too. And this isn't to say that short-term prisoners don't deserve our support, that non-anarchist prisoners don't deserve our support. But June 11th is a day of support for long-term anarchist prisoners, whether they are in prison for political crimes or not. I can't point to each of these cases and say, this is a miscarriage of justice. Sure, in Michael Kimball's case, self-defense ought to be legal, but anarchists break the law all the time. So does everyone else. The difference between the law and what's right is immediately obvious to everyone. And it takes all the propaganda the state can bring to bear to convince people that the law is some means by which to measure ethics. So when I mention these other cases of these other anarchists in prison, I want to say that I support all of these prisoners, even the innocent ones. Even in cases where people genuinely didn't harm, I can't imagine how you can justify locking people into cages and stripping them of their humanity. If someone stole my car and I locked them in my basement for 5 years as a punishment, every person who heard of it would think me as the monster of the situation. Most of these anarchists are in prison precisely because they understood that fundamental evil at the root of modern society, authority expressed so often by police and prisons, and took action to make every one of us more free. Sean Swain, too, is in prison for refusing to die when he killed a man who broke into his home and threatened his life. But the man he killed was related to a court official. Marius Mason is a trans man and a veteran of the Earth Liberation Front, who was recently forced back into women's prison by the new administration. Malik Muhammad is the Black and Palestinian Muslim anarchist who has been in prison since the George Floyd uprising of 2020, spending most of his time in solitary confinement. Bill Dunn tried to free his comrades from prison in Seattle in 1979 and has been in prison ever since. Jennifer Amelia Rose is a trans woman who has spent more than 10 years in solitary confinement as part of a much longer sentence for armed robbery and then participating in a prison uprising. Zinactly is a community organizer from Texas who organized against police brutality when he was on the outside, who was then arrested for disarming a cop who drew on him, receiving a 50-year prison sentence for threatening an officer. He has been in solitary confinement for decades now. Oso Blanco is a Cherokee activist serving 55 years for robbing banks and defending himself against the FBI. Comrade Z has been writing from prison in Texas about the conditions there for years. Internationally, Alfredo Cospito and Anna Beniamino are Italian anarchists in prison for bombing a police academy in 2006. David Delogu is in prison in Italy for robbery. Joaquin Garcia was arrested for bombing a prison guard training facility in 2015 in Chile. Monica Caballero and Francisco Solar have been in prison for a series of attacks on police in Chile and Spain. Aldo and Lucas Hernandez are in prison in Chile for bombing the National Police headquarters. Sam Falder is an anarchist in England in prison for a murder she maintains she did not commit. Ryan Roberts was arrested in 2021 at a demonstration in England and charged with 4 counts of arson. Vangelis Stathopoulos is in prison in Greece for an armed robbery that has been claimed by someone else. Nikos Matsiotis is serving 25 years in prison for revolutionary struggle in Greece and was arrested in 2014 after a shootout with police. John Paul Wooten was tried before a military court in Ireland and convicted of killing a police officer. Once again, that was Deciding Not to Die, a ritual for Michael Kimball, written by Margaret Kiljoy.
I once saw a sunset so vivid and warm that I swore it was perfect. I once had a lover, I'm not sure if I'll recover, but I know it was worth it. Then last night in the car, the falling raindrops looked like stars at some incalculable speed. Then later my friend said, good to see you again, this is a home to me. So I wrote a song and I called it the love of my life. Said don't be gone long. It now sings me to sleep every night. And I never learned a lesson looking at my own reflection, but sometimes it seems so I loosen my heartstrings in high hopes of starting to find something truthful. Cynicism isn't wisdom. It's a lazy way to say that you've been burned. It seems if anything you'd be less certain after everything you ever learned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Prison Radio on CFRC 101.9 FM. In that last block, we started off with Nana Grizzle and Cynicism. Felt a little bit appropriate to go into something a little bit more low-key and slow after reading that kind of heavy article. And then after that, we had a bit of Brass Brothers to bring the energy back up. And obviously, the article speaks for itself, but I would like to talk a little bit about the things that I like. Mainly just the connection between ritual and memory, I think, is sort of interesting to ponder. I also really appreciate the irony of her saying that I stand in solidarity with all prisoners, even the innocent ones. Because I think that most people can agree that innocent people shouldn't be locked away. However, it's a little bit more radical to say that incarceration as a form of punishment is immoral, unethical, and ultimately ineffectual. There are, of course, many reasons to become an abolitionist. However, I don't think most people are abolitionists because they are mainly concerned with only the innocent people who are incarcerated. I'm going to leave you with one more block of music. We're going to switch things up a bit with some Buck 65 and Hallucination, and then see where the hour takes us off after that. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Prison Radio. We will return again in 2 weeks with Calls from Home.
Driving with a yellow dog, I-95's got a smile on his face and big shiny eyes. Up at a decent hour, never ate yet, got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves. Pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl, air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish under practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder. Cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress.
your fridge, you call me Lou Piniella, super chiller, never the Luger filler. I am way too intelligent to mess around with stupid clowns and goofy dealers. I move a pillar, call me Kelly Leak, your Halloween. My mellow beats will not be spoken over by a yellow bee. Bird brain pigeon in my kitchen, not even a smidgen, it's against my religion. Son, I'm schooled and I'm proper, rude boy rocker, kick a white collar and see out his dockers. And I'm the freshest that they got, to forget it before you catch a corn cob. Cleat to your leathers, cool them off with the brain-free speeches. I'll eat your features like peaches and plain cheese pizza with the frostbite. Punch you with the claw mite. Dislocate your planet from its orbit and position. While I'll be getting funky on the mic while the universe expands. Sunburned sun, never none suntan. I got a handful of witches. I don't look at full six, I wash dishes. Skeletal ram's head, greenhouse effect to leave your plants dead. By gravity, we are limited to what we hear. Smell or see, touch or taste. My senses erase. I can open up my face and contemplate space. Yeah, passive venom. This kid has it in him. Every time I have a spasm, there's an earthquake with rhythm. Steady state theory. Everything has always been here. If you wanna keep your chin clear, but about mine's music, cause I hate using Barbasol. The Dean's busy like St. Louis Cardinal. I can be a very the most morgus, 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 one. Plus I'm T, double E, double R, double E, double F, one, triple I, triple C, to say the least. It doesn't take a god to slay the beast, to make a feast, to take a safe way to priest. Peace to my niece and my grandma deceased. Treading water with monocles in the Gulf below the border. Discussing economics with Sacagawea and Pocahontas. As the sea god pulls a scorpion claw, containing dreams like overcrowded orphanage walls. Smell or see, touch or taste. My senses erased. I can open up my face and contemplate space.
Hey, Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
Some people think little girls